Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin, brought to you by Money Mutual. Need extra cash? Money Mutual can put up to $1,000 in your account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older, earning $800 a month. Visit MoneyMutual.com or call 800-315-CASH. That's 800-315-CASH. Rolling in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning.
Can I get $1,000?
Yeah.
You holding?
It's paper.
It's green, too. Yeah. All right, folks. You know what? It was stunning. I'm watching TV last night, and I'm listening to this state senator in New York to say that 3,000 of his constituents in New York still don't have power after Sandy. That took place the week before the election. It's been 2 months, and there's still people in New York, in parts of New Jersey, still without power in their homes. And so, of course, Congress was supposed to pass the Sandy relief bill to allocate billions of dollars there. Speaker John Boehner decides, I'm not going to bring it up. Man, he got cussed out by even his own members of the party. So right now joining us is Congresswoman Yvette Clark of New York. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
New York, New Jersey, I can't remember the last time y'all been kicking in with the Republicans on this. All y'all got together to cuss out Boehner.
It this was akin to the George Bush flyover during Katrina. What a crazy thing for the speaker to do. I mean, we have people literally living in homes with mold and mildew growing exponentially because we have not come through with the federal funding to help these people gut renovate their homes. You know, unlike Katrina, where people were mobilized, unfortunately, due to the circumstances, to leave New Orleans, New Yorkers stayed put through the storm and have not left the city. So when you hear a state senator talk about no electricity in their homes, remember, we're in winter. Mm. And we've had storms since. People are living in misery in New York and New Jersey.
I'm trying to figure out, though, I mean, how in the world, 2 months later, can folks still not have power? What's happening with the power companies there in New York to assist them? And that's just crazy to me.
No, here's what the deal is. You have to gut renovate in order to bring the power lines back up. Many of these folks, all of their equity was in their home.
Right.
So they don't have the wherewithal to change the circuit breakers, to change the wires. All of this was submerged.
Who are the people that are living without power in these areas?
It's a vast diversity of people.
So black folks, white folks, Hispanics?
Exactly. What it is that you're dealing with people who are working class, who saved up their pennies to own their homes, or inherited their homes from their family members. Mm. So these are not
wealthy. So it's a middle class?
People.
It's a lower middle class?
That's right. Working class, lower middle class, working class folks who don't have the rainy day fund.
And all ethnicities.
All ethnicities, yeah.
And just think about it. If you had to gut renovate your home right now, you know, how much of a rainy day fund would you have to have in place to make that happen?
So the federal funds would be for a flood program, but also to assist folks in these efforts as well. Now, the Senate was going to, their bill is about $60 billion. The House was $27 billion. The Senate bill had a whole bunch of pork in it. So the bill that Boehner wouldn't bring up, was that the House bill, the $27 billion one?
Well, what we did was we put together two pieces of legislation that were going to be passed simultaneously, and they would have added up to the $60 billion that the Senate put in their bill.
So y'all going to vote Friday, correct?
We were going to strip all of the extraneous stuff out. Now, we're going to be voting on replenishing FEMA's flood insurance program because it has been drained by so many people needing the support of FEMA. That's what the $9 billion vote is on Friday.
Hey, Tom, I talked to folks in New York when I was there, and they say, man, you walk through some of these places, I mean, they are so devastated. And they're saying, it's amazing, New York is the media capital of the world, and how much attention has totally just, folks say it up, they totally forgot about it.
Disappeared.
Mm. Congresswoman Clark, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you, too.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
2 months later.
Well, I take that back. I can believe it because I lived through Katrina. So, right. Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah. That's sad.